The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, friends. I am Scott Hennon. Glad you're listening on KFIRE 550, KCJB 910 AM radio in Minot, or 1090 KTGO in Tioga, or AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo-Moorhead, or 1460 KLTC. We're glad to have you out there. And we'd love to find out what's on your mind on this Friday. We're heading into Memorial Weekend. Do you have a family member? Someone that has touched you in some way that served this country. It's Memorial Weekend. That's not about weenies and barbecues and trips to the lake, which actually, you know, are somewhat possible this weekend since we finally have a nice Memorial Day. First one in I don't know how long. But Memorial Day is not Monday off. It's not long weekends. It's not travel. It's about honoring heroes who died defending the greatest country on the face of the earth. So can you remember one? Can you honor one today by giving us a call? Free reign. It's yours to do that at any point during the program today. Would love to hear a story about someone in your family or someone you know that died serving this country. Honor their memory today. The floor is yours. That's certainly what is on my mind today as we head into Memorial Weekend. I think we've kind of come to a point where We've cheapened some of these holidays, honestly. They become about things other than what they were intended to be.
Check out the picture I put on the KFIRE Radio Facebook. Over to the What's in Your Mind Facebook. I'll share it over there. But it's a young boy getting handed the folded flag from a soldier. And, of course, the boy is in tears. And the soldier handing the flag has, you know, a very, you know, sad look on his face, too. And I forget the exact wording, but the point of the punchline to it is, in case you thought it was National Barbecue Weekend.
Exactly.
Because it's definitely not.
Yeah, and I would venture to say, and this is something I would, say guilty as charged. I'm not trying to pontificate here. I would venture to say the vast majority of people listening are thinking about, okay, you know, what can they do this weekend with the extra day? Where are they going to go? What, you know, is it camping? Is it fishing? Is it, you know, what?
I would argue those who we've lost would tell us.
Now? Oh, okay.
Wow, that was weird.
Well, here we're talking about heroes, and we lose our connection. But Todd's point was, you know, look, the barbecues, the weekend at the lake, the fishing is part of living. So it isn't as though you need to hunker down and have some sort of, somber event. I'm just saying, remember. I mean, take in one of the events. I mean, there's a lot of really neat things going on. The North Dakota Veterans Cemetery in Mandan hosts that Memorial Day event noon on Monday, centrally located in the state. A lot of the communities have different events. Our parish, for instance, is doing a mass at a cemetery on Memorial Day. Find something, you know.
The expanded Heritage Center starting at about 10 o'clock observance going on there. And then, of course, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial thing going on at the AMVETS that will start at 2 o'clock on Monday.
Right. So wherever you're listening, there's something within a short distance happening at some point this weekend in some way, shape, or form. And in addition to that, maybe you can just tell us about a loved one or someone you know that has served this country and died doing so, because that is what Memorial Day is all about. So we'd love to honor the vets today that have served this great country. Do you know 7,000 men and women have died serving this country since 9/11? You know, there was a time when in the war on terror, Iraq and Afghanistan, where literally you'd get that number daily, right?
Yeah.
And you'd hear about when we crossed a different threshold, but we've sort of let that one go of late as well, which is rather sad.
Why do I feel like if you ask the average person on the street how many we've lost since 9/11, nobody would get that right anywhere close.
No, and I think also if we were walking the... if we were walking the main streets of the communities where folks are listening today, or hit the mall or whatever, same thing. What's on your mind today? I don't think it would be.
Oh, exactly.
The troops. I think it'd be what I'm doing, where I'm going. I got Monday off. The weather's nice. Whatever. But we get to enjoy all those freedoms because of those who served. Remember them today. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number, and when you call, two options. You can press one and leave a message. Just give it a little shout-out, a little tribute if you like, add a comment. Or you can press 2 in the chat with Todd and I on the air. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. Also today on the program, Dr. Ben Carson will be here at the bottom of the hour. He has written a new book called What We All Can Do to Save America's Future. One Nation. One Nation is the title. He really came to prominence when he gave a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast. He's a doctor. He's retired now, but he has a great story, an amazing story, but a neurosurgeon, and worked at Johns Hopkins Hospital 30-some years at pediatric neurosurgery was his specialty. So here's a guy that saved lives for a living, which is pretty darn cool. Anyway, now he's about challenging us. That's what I think is his role. It challenges us to do what we can to save America's future. And he sat a few feet from President Obama in 2013, February 2013, gave a speech at the National Prayer Breakfast and warned us, citizens, of the dangers facing our country, called for a return to principles that made America great, and is calling on us to do that today. So we're going to talk with him about that as well. Okay, looking forward to that. Dr. Ben Carson at the bottom of the hour. He'll take your questions or comments. Also, Lynn Helms will be here today on the program. Lynn, of course, well-known to many in the oil and gas industry, himself a former product of that industry, now the chief regulator, has an incredible knowledge of not only the oil and gas industry, but works very hard at helping North Dakotans see the big picture in regard to the potential and future of what oil and gas will mean to our state. He gave an address to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference Group yesterday. And he, by the way, is the director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission Oil and Gas Division, director of the Department of Mineral Resources. But he talked about five generations of similar activity to what we have now. And obviously going beyond 1 million barrels a day and a projection had a chart that really looks off into the future at today's level of technology. And that's what's amazing. When you talk about what's ahead, The analogy I like to use is your cell phone. Remember the movie Gordon Gekko, Wall Street?
Awesome movie.
Yeah, the movie was Wall Street. Gordon Gekko was the guy played by Michael Douglas in the movie. And
Reed is good.
I'll never forget seeing that cell phone. He was on the beach. He was a big shot, Wall Street big shot, and here he had a cell phone. Right? And you're watching this movie in
brick phones.
1983. Just a huge brick phone. Well, and that kind of cell phone hit the regular market mid-80s. All right, so they were talking 30 years ago, you could go buy a brick phone for $2,000, right? And now a phone is free with a contract, and look what it can do. So take the brick phone till now and the smartphone. Okay, that's 30 years. That's a pretty short blink. Do the exact same thing from the point we are at today. So if we're using brick phone like technology today, what's it going to be 30 years from now? And that level of improvement just keeps changing. So we're well beyond five generations of this level of activity and prosperity from the oil and gas boom, with enhanced recovery and all kinds of things we'd have been not even thought of yet. So think about that. We're going to talk with Lynn coming up in the 10 o'clock hour today on the program. So two guests. In the meantime, your chance to weigh in on honoring a hero and whether or not enough Americans will heed the call to save America as Dr. Ben Carson has suggested. One of the things I found interesting in his book, he talks obviously about the debt and deteriorating morals and how far we are from the founders' intent, how we've made very little progress in basic education, how Obamacare threatens our health, liberty, and financial future. But what he sounds the alarm out about most is that he says we have lost our ability to discuss important issues calmly and respectfully, regardless of party affiliation or other differences. And he comes at that from the perspective of a doctor rather than a politician. In other words, he wants to fix things. He wants to save things. And sees a future where our kids and grandkids really have a country that's in jeopardy because of all of this. So defines the problem, but also gives us a path forward. Looking forward to that conversation. In the meantime, tell me about a veteran you know. Someone served this country and died doing so. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
If frequent rains and cool soils continue into the growing season, be prepared to see some root rot. Damage usually occurs in patches or streaks in a field. In favorable conditions, infected seedlings may die. If they survive, plants with damaged root systems may be less productive later in the season, particularly if the weather becomes hot and dry. There isn't anything you can do to manage root rot once the seed is in the ground, but it is important to pay attention to root rot and record affected fields. Next spring, a fungicide seed treatment or a resistant variety may also be good investments. Crop rotation or lengthening crop rotation may also help reduce root rot pressure. For more information on root rots, visit planthealth.info.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You know all about the North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. But now they have detailing services, and Megan is on the phone, the manager, to tell us more. What do you do, Megan?
Yes, as you had mentioned, we are starting to offer interior detailing services. So that involves both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment beforehand. You can give us a call at 701-628-1550.
They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week now at North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Stanley, just south of the Pinnacle Senex. Thanks, Megan.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and energy security. A big message you heard from Sean Hannity yesterday, front page of the Bismarck Tribune, chronicling that today as well, talking, actually quoting Sean saying, hey, the rest of the country needs to copy the oil boom. You've shown the country the way. I just hope that America is wise and smart enough to follow North Dakota. A North Dakota Petroleum Council held a reception for Sean last night before he left. I was chatting with him at the actually at the 1603 Event Center on Main Avenue there in Bismarck last night, and just asked for his takeaway on the trip. And he said, inspirational. It's fun to see America at work, you know, come out here and actually meet people. And he's a lot of neat examples of how folks that have watched his television show and heard Sean Hannity talking about what's going on here have actually moved to North Dakota taking jobs. And he actually met some of those folks yesterday, so called it inspirational. It's pretty neat. Anyway, find out more about what Sean's talking about nationally at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Kevin, you're Williston. You're up on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Hey, Kevin.
How you doing, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was just calling about the meaning of Memorial Day. Obviously, for me, I'm originally from Chicago, so a part of it is, yes, I get to travel to go back home and see my family. But the big thing for me is 8.5 years in the Marine Corps, and I always pick my son up, and usually Memorial Day, there's a small little town in Illinois called Marseilles, Illinois, and they have what's called the Middle Eastern War Memorial Conflict Wall, which is, it has every name of every soldier, sailor, airman, and Marine that died, obviously during Operation Iraqi Freedom, Operation Enduring Freedom, as well as, I believe it has the USS Cole on there and the first Persian Gulf War. So I take him there every year and sit him down, and I point out friends of mine whose names are on that wall, and just kind of give them a little rundown of what I do with them. But that's the biggest meaning for me.
What a great idea, Kevin, and I'll bet he'll remember that forever, probably do that with his kids. You know, that's valuable.
So, sir.
Yeah, that's very valuable. And, you know, a lot of those different, I think of the one at Steele, North Dakota, has a little memorial, you know, a little town along I-94. You know, there's a lot of those where, you know, bridges or little memorials or in particular parks or whatever, where it's a great opportunity to do exactly what you're doing with your son and using the weekend to, you know, plant a few seeds and honor those that have fallen.
Yes, sir. Also, on a side note, I wish I would have had a chance to show up last night, but it is Mr. Hannity's show that I frequently watch that brought me out here to North Dakota maybe 3 months ago, and I've been working since. So I thank him for that as well.
So, in other words, you were looking for something new in the way of a job or a career. You're watching Hannity's show, and you keep hearing about this North Dakota thing, and then you actually get online and find a job?
Well, what happened was I was actually from Illinois. I got accepted into the Pipefitters Union out of Ohio, and then work slowed down. They had nothing going, so I was laid off. And I just told them, hey, you know what, guys, I can't sit on my butt and not make money, not be able to provide for my family, so on a whim, obviously from listening to the show, I packed everything up and drove out here. And it took about 2 weeks to find a job, but once I did, I've been working steady ever since.
That's amazing, and a story that's repeated over and over and over again. Sean was telling me about some folks last night that, you know, similar story, and then they've moved their family here. Is that your ultimate plan?
Well, I'm not with my son's mother, but so my plan, I guess, is just to basically whenever I have opportunity to go and go spend time with him, obviously, but I do play a big role. I talk to him every day. I mean, obviously, it doesn't compare to being there all the time with him, but I do my best to be the best father that I can be from a distance.
Good for you, but Kevin. And do you want to live here? I mean, do you want to plant roots here? Is this about a job and making some bucks short term, or is this about finding a place to call home?
I can tell you, being from Chicago, the scenery, it's completely different. I was taken aback by it initially. I think it's a very beautiful area. I could foresee myself in the future possibly setting roots here.
Very interesting. Yeah, there's not many Chicago-like attributes to any place in North Dakota, but I think for the most part that's pretty good.
None whatsoever, sir.
Yeah,
I had a shock going through little towns like Alexander, where and Epping, where the roads, little side roads, are still dirt roads. I don't think I've ever been exposed to anything like that. It's really cool to see, I guess.
Yeah, it is. No, there's, and you know, this is the toddler stage of, you know, building the communities and preparing for when you're going to talk with a guest at 10:30, he's talking about today's level of technology, 5 decades of this level of activity happening. You know, you think about that. Well, there's a need, and there is an effort underway to build more of the of these towns into communities, and that'll allow folks like you, Kevin, to say, you know what, Chicago's in the rearview mirror. I'm going to come out here. I'll settle here, meet someone here, raise a family here. So glad you shared the story. Great example of what you'll do this weekend with your son, and appreciate sharing that. Thank you for your service, too, Kevin. We appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day.
You, too. 800-228-0550. So Normal or Nuts Friday, a couple of questions up on our Facebook page. We always ask the Normal or Nuts survey questions on Friday. Did you see the Senator Heidi Heitkamp has signed this petition, Todd, or a letter or whatever it is, adding her name to those that want to see the Washington Redskins name changed?
So you don't like my idea of just putting a potato on the helmet and being done with it?
I just don't. The energy we waste on efforts like this, to me, are just senseless. Senseless.
Did somebody look at the whole super drunk thing and say, hey, you know, we can jump on that bandwagon out here in D.C. and get something going?
I don't know. But, you know, again, we're going to talk to Ben Carson a little bit about saving America. Let's deal with big issues, you know. Norm in Palermo, you're up on What's on Your Mind, Norm?
Yes.
How are you, Norm?
Good. Real good.
Can hear you loud and clear. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about a Vietnam veteran. He died over there, and the day he died, he volunteered to carry the radio for a buddy of his. His buddy was sick or injured, and he died that day. And for 20 years, there was always flowers left at his gravesite, and nobody could figure out who put him there or whatever, and finally they figured it out, and it was somebody who was close to where he was buried, and the guy never forgot him, and I don't know, just
that's neat. What was his name, Norm?
Merlin Labor. He was from Saxton, North Dakota.
I've been to.
And, it just, I'm a vet. I didn't serve over there, but it just makes me proud, you know, the guys stick together like that.
No kidding. A lot of great stories out there, that camaraderie for sure. Well, Norm, thanks for being the first to honor a vet by name today, a fallen hero.
Okay.
On our Memorial Day weekend edition of What's on Your Mind. Appreciate the call. Take care. Take a break. When we come back, Dr. Ben Carson. New book, One Nation, What We Can All Do to Save America's Future. Stay tuned. That when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon. 28 before the top of the hour. Pleased to be joined today by a great American, someone raised by a poor single mother in Detroit, retired recently as the director of pediatric neurosurgery at Johns Hopkins Hospital after a groundbreaking medical career of more than 30 years. Now he's a columnist, Fox News contributor, author of five previous books, including the New York Times bestsellers Gifted Hands and most recently America the Beautiful, co-authored with his wife. He is a former member of the President's Council on Bioethics, recipient of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the country, and author of a new book called One Nation, What We All Can Do to Save America's Future. He also is one of only two people that have ever keynoted two national prayer breakfasts, the other being Billy Graham. How about that? Pleasure to welcome to the program Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, how are you?
I'm doing great, and pleasure to be with you.
Especially on this Friday of Memorial Weekend, you dedicate this book to those that have served, fought, sacrificed, died to provide freedom and prosperity for us, and you're looking for a return of that fighter spirit in all of us Americans from this
Absolutely.
Book, aren't you?
If we stopped and thought about the sacrifices that so many people have made so that we could have a free nation, maybe we wouldn't be so anxious just to go along to get along and hope that nobody notices us.
No kidding. Your speech in that address to the National Prayer Breakfast is actually included in this book, one of many reasons to buy the book, because that brought a lot of notoriety to you. Obviously, you've been a well-known speaker, and as we mentioned, spoke in 1997 at another National Prayer Breakfast with President Clinton, and obviously well-known. But that prayer breakfast speech sort of changed your life in a way and brought your message to more people, didn't it?
Yes, big time. I didn't know what to expect, you know, when I was asked to do it a second time. But I just figured the good Lord had something he wanted me to say. And I didn't know what I was supposed to say until the morning of the prayer breakfast. But obviously it resonated with millions of people across this nation. And, you know, some people said that I was attacking the president. I wasn't attacking the president. I was simply talking about the state of our nation, the true state of our nation. And it was pretty dismal. You know, a country founded on principles of freedom, including freedom of speech and expression, where people are afraid to talk about what they believe. I mean, that's just craziness. And there's so many other things, you know, our financial situation, jeopardizing the future of our nation. You know, having grown up in Detroit, I'm particularly sensitive to that because Detroit was once the wealthiest city in America. And now it's the biggest bankruptcy because people were fiscally irresponsible. They didn't care about the people who were coming behind them. A lot of people say it was just the greedy unions, but, you know, you have to understand that unions do what unions do. They'll gladly strangle the goose just to get the golden egg. It's, you know, the executives in the automobile industry who knew what the consequences were of continually granting concessions to these people. But they also knew that they would have their golden parachutes and be long gone by that time, and it'd be somebody else's problem. Well, this is exactly what we're doing to those who come behind us, and we really must take responsibility.
You talk a lot in your book about our growing debt, our deteriorating morals. You talk about how far we are from the founders' intent, how little progress we've made in basic education, about how Obamacare threatens our health, liberty, and the financial future, political correctness out of control, media elitism out of control. But you also talk about how we've lost the ability to talk about all these things calmly and respectfully, regardless of party affiliation or other differences. And again, going back to the National Prayer Breakfast and the tone you set there, you didn't mince words. You talked about what was wrong, but you also didn't offend anyone. I mean, there wasn't looking to be offended. How do you strike that balance, Dr. Carson?
Well, you know, the key thing, which I emphasize over and over in the book, is communication. You know, before a divorce, what always happens? People stop talking. They stop communicating. The next thing you know, their spouse is the devil incarnate. Well, you know, that's exactly what's happening to our nation as we get into our separate corners and throw hand grenades at each other rather than sitting down and engaging in civil discourse. And one of the reasons for that is the imposition of political correctness. People are discouraged from saying what they really think, what they mean. Look at what's going on in our universities now. These are supposed to be the bastions of free thought and communication. And instead we're saying, we don't want to hear from anybody who disagrees with the way we think. And not only do they not want to hear from them, they don't want anybody else to hear from them. And if they can, they would destroy them and make them disappear. You know, and the fact that we're tolerating this in our system, I mean, this is pre-fascist state that we are in. And we've got to recognize it in time to do something about it. And one of the things that I strongly emphasize in the book is that we have to be like the pre-revolutionary Americans. You know, there were a lot of loyalists to the crown, but there were also the patriots. And, you know, the patriots were not happy with how King George III was doing things. And they started having meetings. They started inviting the loyalists. They invited their friends, their neighbors, extended family, work associates, and they would have community meetings. And they would talk about what kind of America do we want to have? What do we want to pass on to our children? They encouraged each other. That's how a bunch of ragtag militiamen were able to defeat the most powerful empire on earth. Because they had a purpose and they had a vision, and it gives you an enormous amount of strength. We have got to get that back again. We've got to start communicating again. You know, Saul Alinsky, the great radical, wrote a book called Rules for Radicals, and one of his rules is never have a conversation with your adversary, because that humanizes them, and your job is to demonize them. And what are you seeing all over the place? Demonization. And keep in mind that this famous book that he wrote, Rules for Radicals, look on the dedication page. It says, dedicated to Lucifer, the original radical who gained his own kingdom. You get an idea of what we're up against here.
Oh, amazing. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Carson, we certainly welcome that on the program. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. Also, posted on our Facebook page some questions for you, and one that comes from Todd says, now that Obamacare is the law of the land, what are your suggestions on how to handle it looking forward? Can it be fixed?
The way to handle it is, first of all, we need to elect people to the Senate so that we have a majority of people who oppose it. Then we can stalemate until 2016 and get someone in office who actually understands what America is about. It's about freedom. It's not for imposition of government programs on people and taking all of people's resources. So, but the responsibility for that lies with the people themselves. we are at the pinnacle of power. We have the ability to make things go the way we want them to. People in Washington are not our rulers. They are our servants. They've begun to act like our rulers simply because we have not held their feet to the fire. And once we start acting in a responsible way, knowing who you're sending to Washington, don't listen to what they said they did. Don't listen to how they said they voted. But when you have these community meetings with everybody, assign a few people to see how they voted, not how they said they voted. And if they keep voting to raise our debt ceiling and jeopardize the future, if they keep voting to expand the government and limit your rights, you have a duty to throw them out of office and bring in people who understand what it is that we're trying to accomplish. That is going to be the key to victory. The other key to victory is, you know, conservatives have to stop applying litmus tests to other conservatives. You're conservative enough, you're not conservative enough. You know, after the primaries are over, whoever it is going to be better than somebody from the other side who, you know, better have somebody who agrees with you 90% of the time than somebody who opposes you 100% of the time. We have to be pragmatic enough to understand that. That doesn't mean that you're giving up your principles, but it's like fighting a war. You know, if the enemy is in a strategic position and they're outnumbering you and they have more firepower, well, you could just say, yeah, but it's a war and it's a battle and we're just going to run right into them and we're going to fight until the last man is dead. And by God, you know, we're going to, you know, that's probably the wrong strategy. The better strategy might be to send a platoon out to fight them and make them think that maybe that's all you got. And while they're engaged in them, send another one from behind to attack them by surprise and win the war. You may have a few casualties in the process, but your strategy in the end wins. You have to be strategic. You can't just say, we're going to fight them front forward. That's the only way to do it. You got to be smart.
John says, as president, would you consider executive action to suspend or eliminate income tax withholding? Not suggesting changing the rates, just let people collect every penny they earn, then mail a check to the government every quarter. This seems like the quickest way to ensure people demand accountability in their government and would undoubtedly lead to the tax revolt our country needs.
Well, there is no question that we need real tax reform. You know, right now, what I'm thinking of is, you know, there has to be a new law, and the law has to apply to government. And it should say that no American has to pay more than 37% of their income to government, be that local, state, or federal. Combined, they should not have to pay more than 37% of what they make. And it cannot go above that level. And we can make it 42% for people who make over $1 million so that the left can feel that somehow they're putting the screws to them so that they could be happy. But, you know, that is a principle that could constrain the way that we reform the tax system. That's just the restraining principle. We still would need to do further things, but they would have to fit within that guideline.
Dr. Ben Carson is our guest, and by the way, the emailer said, as president, a lot of folks would like to see you run for president. I know there's a draft Ben Carson committee. We have about 30 seconds before the break here, so quickly, is that something you're still willing to consider if called to do so, to do your part?
Certainly not something that I wish to do, but, you know, it's in the hands of God, and I certainly will continue to listen.
A lot of folks want you to do that. I see a lot of folks here say, please run, please run.
Well, and, it's not so much me that they want as it is common sense, which we seem to have lost. And if we can bring that back, I think we'll be victorious.
Yeah, I mean, people want some hope, want to be led that way. More with Dr. Ben Carson, the author of One Nation, What We All Can Do to Save America's Future. He's asking for us all to buck up and go to work. More with Dr. Carson after this timeout.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center.
home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
At PetroServe USA, it's everyone's 4 for $4. Get a fresh-baked single-topping hot stuff pizza, two cookies, and a 20-ounce pop, just $4. And register weekly because PetroServe USA is giving away $10,000. Be one of the 100 winners. Save on 32-ounce Powerade, just 79 cents. Hershey Standard Bars, 69 cents. And 3.25-ounce Jack Link's Jerky, $3.99.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The hour. Len Helms will join us next hour. Director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission Oil and Gas Division. Sean Hannity in town yesterday for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference talking about an international story. The oil and gas boom in North Dakota. Hannity's message, copy the oil boom, America, and you'll see prosperity. We're chatting with Ben Carson, author of One Nation, What We All Can Do to Save America's Future. And you spent some time in the book. Not a lot, but talking about one of the fixes being the Dakotas, as you say, and the oil and gas boom. What's your thoughts on how this shale technology revolution can transform our economy with oil and gas production on?
Well, you know, our country has been blessed with enormous natural resources. I mean, when you look at the shale oil, We have 8 times more oil than Saudi Arabia. And we are the place of innovation. And we can develop all of that. And the EPA, instead of suppressing those kinds of endeavors, should be working with industry and with academia and with the brilliant minds that we have to find the safest and most efficient ways to extract and utilize those resources, not only to help our people, because these energy prices are really hurting the poor and the middle class in our country, but also we can use them for our foreign policy. You know, we can make the European Union dependent on us instead of the Soviet Union, which will give us a tremendous amount of leverage, which needs to be done to keep the Soviet Union from being reestablished. The whole geopolitical spectrum comes back to power. People who do not have power, both military and economic power, do not have influence. So we can change that while still paying attention to the environment. We certainly have a responsibility to protect it, but to use the environmental protection argument as a reason to suppress intelligent energy production is stupid.
Joanne says, the note says, can you just ask Dr. Carson to fix what's wrong? I love the simplicity in that, because I think, you know, a good deal of Americans know in their gut we're just going down the wrong path here and want it to be fixed. What advice do you have for Joanne and others that want to fix what's wrong?
Well, I would say we all have a stake in fixing what's wrong. And in the book, at the end of each chapter, there are bullet points on what you, the individual American, can do. But one of the things that I emphasize strongly is courage. You know, we cannot continue with this go-along-to-get-along attitude. Maybe if I just keep my mouth shut, you know, I won't get an IRS audit. Somebody won't call me a name. I won't lose my job. What would have become of us if those who preceded us had that attitude? Patrick Henry said, give me liberty or give me death. You know, Nathan Hale, when he was about to be executed as a teenage spy, my only regret is that I have but one life to give for my nation. Think about those people on D-Day storming the beaches of Normandy, being mowed down by the thousands and stepping over their dead comrades and overwhelming the Axis forces. Those are the people who preceded us. They were not cowards. And we cannot be cowards either. We must be willing to stand for what we believe and forget about all this political correctness. You'll notice that I have totally refused to be constrained by the forces of political correctness. I will never submit to them. We all must develop that same kind of attitude. We have much more strength, to be honest with you. When I say we, I'm talking about people with common sense, than the people who are fundamentally trying to change us. But they have the intimidation factor, and we can overcome that by starting to talk amongst ourselves. Everybody out there has a sphere of influence. Talk to those people about what kind of America you want. What are you willing to fight for? What do you want to pass on to your children? Just like the Americans did in the pre-revolutionary days when they were not happy with King George III and they encouraged each other, and that's how they beat the most powerful military force on earth. We can easily turn this around, but we all must play a role.
All right, real quick, one last chance to visit with Dr. Carson. Brent in Fargo, you have about 30 seconds for your questions, and we'll have 30 seconds for his answer here. Go ahead, Brent, quickly.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. I'll just say a quick comment. Love you, Ben. And it's one thing that we, the people, got to get away from is this middle-class term, doctor. Yeah. We're working class, middle-class, the Karl Marx term. And we got to get away from it. Love you, brother. We have, like Mark Levin says, we got to get behind one conservative early. I'll get off the phone and let you comment.
Well, I agree. I mean, we are Americans, basically. And we really should be a classless society. I agree with you. But we have to talk in terms that people understand. And the ultimate thing is recognizing that we are called the United States of America for a reason, and we must resist those who are trying to drive wedges in at every possible location to create, you know, class warfare, gender warfare, age warfare, race warfare, and that's straight out of Alinsky's book, Rules for Radicals, Divide and Conquer. We cannot submit to that any longer.
The chapter Take Courage starts, The Power of a Determined Human Being Who Is Not Willing to Give Up is truly inspirational. You talk about stories of your patients over the years who fought through through battles. It is certainly an inspirational book, and we appreciate you writing it. Dr. Ben Carson, One Nation, What We All Can Do to Save America's Future. Thank you, Dr. Carson, for joining us. Good luck on the rest of the book tour.
Thank you so much.
A great message. Will you heed it? More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.